Welcome to Lou Marks The Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. 331 million reasons to vote for President Trump. Almost 4 million jobs created since his election. More Americans are now employed than ever recorded before in our history. We have created more than 400,000 manufacturing jobs since his election. Manufacturing jobs growing at the fastest rate in more than three decades. Economic growth last quarter hit 4.2%. New unemployment claims recently hit a 49-year low. The median household income has hit highest level ever recorded. African-American unemployment has recently achieved the lowest rate ever recorded. Hispanic-American unemployment is at the lowest rate ever recorded. Asian American unemployment recently achieved the lowest rate ever recorded as well. Women's unemployment recently reached the lowest rate in 65 years. Youth unemployment has recently hit the lowest rate in nearly half a century. That's 50 years. Lowest unemployment rate ever recorded for Americans without a high school diploma. Under President Trump's administration, veterans unemployment recently reached its lowest rate in nearly 20 years. Almost 3.9 million Americans have been lifted off food stamps since the election. The pledge to America's workers has resulted in employers committing to train more than 4 million Americans. We are committed to vocational education. 95% of U.S. manufacturers are optimistic about the future, the highest level ever. Retail surge, sales surge, up another 6% over last year. Signed the biggest package of tax cuts and reforms in history. After tax cuts, over $300 billion poured back into the U.S. in the first quarter alone. As a result of President Trump's tax bill, small business will have the lowest top marginal tax rate in more than 80 years. Help win the U.S. bid for the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. Help win the U.S. Mexico, Canada's united bid for the 2026 World Cup. Open AMWR and approved Keystone XL and Dakota Access Pipelines. Record number of regulations eliminated. Enacted regulatory relief for community banks and credit unions. Obamacare individual mandate penalty is now gone. President Trump's administration is providing more affordable health care options for Americans through association health plans and short-term duration plans. The FDA approved more affordable generic drugs than ever before in history. And thanks to our efforts, many drug companies are freezing or reversing planned price increases. He reformed the Medicare program to stop hospitals from overcharging low-income seniors on their drugs, saving seniors hundreds of millions of dollars this year alone. Signed the Right to Try legislation. That was the best. One of them. Secured $6 billion in new funding to fight the opioid epidemic. He has reduced high-dose opioid prescriptions by 16% during his first year in office. President Trump signed the VA Choice Act and VA Accountability Act, which expanded VA telehealth services, walk-in clinics, and same-day urgent primary and mental health care. He increased our coal exports by 60%. U.S. oil production recently reached an all-time high. The United States is now a net natural gas exporter for the first time since 1957. The United States is now totally energy independent for the first time in its history. Under President Trump's leadership in 2018, the United States surpassed Russia and Saudi Arabia to become the world's largest producer of crude oil. He withdrew the United States from the job-killing Paris Climate Accord, canceled the illegal anti-coal so-called Clean Power Plan, secured record $700 billion in military funding and $716 billion for next year. NATO allies are spending $69 billion more on defense since 2016, thanks to President Trump. The process has begun to make the Space Force a sixth branch of the armed forces. President Trump confirmed more circuit court judges than any other new administration. Confirmed Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. He signed into law the First Step Act, which was moves criminal justice reform in this country in the right direction by moderating overly harsh sentencing practices. Withdrew from the horrible one-sided Iran deal. Moved the United States Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, which no other president dared to do. Protecting Americans from terrorists with the travel ban, upheld by the Supreme Court. Had a dozen hostages freed. And signing a $738 billion defense spending bill just a few days before Christmas, President Trump officially established the sixth branch of the U.S. Armed Forces, which I just mentioned, which is called the Space Force. After an effort led by the U.S., ISIS caliphate was finally defeated and eliminated in March 2019. He brokered a historic peace among Arab nations in Israel, first time in history. Issued an executive order to keep open Guantanamo Bay. Concluded a historic U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal to replace NAFTA, the USMCA. Trump signed the first Perkins CTE reauthorization since 2016, authorizing more than $1 billion for states each year to fund vocational and career education programs. Reached a breakthrough agreement with the EU, which is the European Union, to increase U.S. exports. Imposed tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum to protect our national security. Imposed tremendous tariffs on China in response to China's forced technology transfer, intellectual property theft, and their chronically abusive trade practices. Net exports are on track to increase by $59 billion this year. Improved vetting and screening for refugees and switched focus to overseas resettlement. He built the 400 miles of the wall. Republicans want strong borders and no crime. Democrats want open borders, which equals massive crime. Imposed billions of dollars on tariffs on China for our farmers. Kept North Korea from escalating its nuclear weapons program. Exposed the corrupt Democrats and fake news media. President Trump's accomplishments are many, but you would never know listening to the Democrat-controlled liberal media. As far as they are concerned, none of these things happen. President Trump has achieved many of his goals while surviving a corrupt impeachment investigation, a Russia hoax, hostility by a liberal press, and a continuing pandemic of epic proportions. These are but a few of his accomplishments. I originally said 331 million reasons. Why? Because that is the population of America today. That is us, the reasons that are the most important. We the people. His love of freedom of and for the American people is unsurpassed. Get out and vote for President Trump. America needs him. But most of all, we the people need him.